Unity in the Islamic Revolutions Discourse. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, today is the fourth day of the 10-day dawn, which marks the period in which the Islamic Revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. The Islamic Revolution was undoubtedly the most important event in the contemporary world and the 20th century. During the Pahlavi rule, Iran was the safe base of the U.S. in the West Asia region, and the Shah was a lapdog of Washington. The Shah had made Iran excessively humiliated and backward. But the victory of the Islamic Revolution brought dignity and pride for Iran through unity of masses. Many of the verses of the Noble Quran insist on unity around the belief in God. Islam even calls on unity among all divine religions. God, in verse 64 of the chapter Al Imran, addressing the Prophet, says, "Say, O people of the book, come to a word common between us and you, that we will not worship no one but Allah, and that we will not ascribe any partner to him, and that we will not take each other as lords besides Allah." Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in Sermon 146 of Nahjul Balagha says, "The position of leader in government is that of the string which gathers the beads and joins them together. If the string disrupts, the beads will disperse and each one will go one side." Unity has been one of the main messages of the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Republic of Iran, since the advent of the revolution, has called to unity and cooperation among Islamic countries. The great architect of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, was the great caller to unity. He tried his best to unite all Islamic denominations through designating the Unity Week, which spans the days between two different dates, as the birthday of the Prophet of Islam among Sunni and Shia Muslims. Imam Khomeini believed that pure Muhammadan Islam is the element for unity among all Muslims. He strongly maintained that Islam is powerful enough to unite Muslims and revive the lost dignity and majesty of the Islamic Ummah. Ayatollah Khamenei too has always emphasized on the unity of the Islamic Ummah and has designed the general policies of the Islamic Republic on this basis. In his opinion, Islamic unity and solidarity mean having common feeling, recognition of common enemy, and employing common capacities. He deems special importance for Islamic unity and always invites prominent thinkers and politicians of the Ummah to converge around the teachings of the Quran and the love of the Prophet, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Unity of various Islamic groups and nations will surely create a strong bulwark against common enemies and will pave the way for achievement of lofty goals of the Islamic Ummah through resolving of common problems and removing common obstacles. Ayatollah Khamenei, in one of his speeches referring to the exploitation of enemies from disunity in the Islamic Ummah, says, "There are 1 billion Muslims in the world who maintain the same belief on God, the Prophet, prayer, Hajj, Ka'bah, the Quran, and many religious rules. And they have differences in a few things too. If they take those differences and fight with each other, the one who is in principle opposed to God, the prophet, religion, and everything will do his job. Elsewhere in his remarks, he says on the unity of the Islamic Ummah, Muslims should be brothers with each other and feel like brothers. Not that Shia become Sunni and Sunni becomes Shia. No, this is not meant by unity. Rather, unity means feeling of brotherhood. Today, the Islamic Ummah is in need of unity more than ever. Discord and takfirism are the disasters of the Islamic Ummah. Today, the enemies of Islam and Muslims are beating the drum of disunity more than ever as they are engaged in the illusion of dominance over the entire Islamic lands and resources. That's why we Muslims should listen to God's call in verse 103 of chapter Al-Imran, where he says, Cling to the rope of God and do not be dispersed. Insisting on commonalities will materialize prosperity and dignity to the Islamic Ummah. The United States and its allies and partners in crime have tried all sorts of conspiracies against the Islamic Revolution, but in no avail. They have resorted to the most inhumane methods to hinder the way of the Islamic Revolution. They have martyred military commanders like Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani and prominent scientists like Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. But all these dastardly efforts will further cement unity among Muslims and the Iranian nation. This word of Imam Khomeini keeps reverberating in our ears. Kill us. Our nation will become more wakeful.